Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. I think we're more than 200 episodes, Coach. I don't even remember.
Yeah. It's been a long time. That's good. That means we're doing our job.
It's been years, right? I mean, I could look here. I how many years has it been that we've been doing this?
Oh, I met on your beta version of Teach Hoops.
It's been a while then.
Long time.
So that's been around. So I'm going back.
Your daughter was in middle school at the time, because I remember
November 2nd, 2018.
Wow.
So we're coming up on a three-year anniversary.
Awesome. The game has been quite interesting the last 3 years.
It's changed a little bit.
To say the least.
It's changed a little bit. All right. So before we jump in and talk about our topic, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish. If you don't have three of them like me, shame on you. Mentioned High School Hoops, Coach Unplugged, Coach Collins, Wisconsin Basketball, whatever. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for a mentor, you're looking to become a better basketball coach. If you're looking to get in, jump in office hours or one-on-one calls, that's the place for you. All right. So what are we talking about? We've been throwing around ideas. Coach and I
I was talking to Steve and I was like, what about practice? You know, practice is such a broad thing, but the key to a great practice is getting your players to value it, buy it. And so how do we as coaches get our players to value and buy in and practice?
So I think they have to understand why we practice. So I just recently did a video for my guys, so I'll share a little bit of this. But think about when you learned a new skill, like you learned to swim or you learned to ride a bike, right? Get training wheels first. But then once you got on that wheel and mom or dad were holding the back of the bike and then they let go, what would happen? You'd concentrate, right? And then you'd eventually fall down probably when you were learning to ride your bike. You got a three-year-old, you're going to have to do this. But you really wanted to do it, right? At least when I was a kid in the 60s and 70s, it was like, that was a thing. Like your bike was your commodity kind of thing. And with a big banana seat and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so eventually you concentrated to a point where it became second nature, right? I'm 50 something and I can jump on a bike right now and I don't have to think about it very much, right? I don't have to I've gotten it. It's become habit forming. So it's similar to practice, right? It's okay. The issue is, and this is what you and I were talking about before, they don't value it because they don't see the end result of being able to ride your bike to your friend's house.
Correct.
Well, it's the same thing. It's okay to stumble. It's okay to turn it over. But then what happens after that? What happens, you know, what happens if you concentrate and you're able to execute? You don't even think about it. Like you don't think about how to cut to the open area or set that ball screen. It's the habit has been formed. And I think what's been lost in the pandemic and in society in some respects, I can see it in our high school, is that it takes practice. It takes, you know, failing. But then what do you do once you do that? What happens when that, you know, you have to concentrate and you have to be, we refer to it as locked in.
Right.
You know, and that's what, like, I don't know with your girls how you do that, but they have to see that if they're locked in, there's going to be an end result that's going to be a positive thing for them. Don't you think?
Yeah. And I talked about with my girls this week, just in general, because no matter what sport you have, you got to get your players to lock into training, whether it's basketball, tennis, whatever sport it is, soccer. And I told them, when you're at practice, it's the win mentality. And I got this from a high school football coach years ago. It's just, what is important now, right now, for that 90 minutes of practice, what's important now? Just something to get that focus of that win mentality. I really like that, because often we talk about win as, I have more points than somebody else, but like win as an acronym is what's important now. I like
love, that. Love, I'm going to interrupt. Love that. Stealing that. Love that.
Please do.
Stealing that.
Please do.
Swear to God. I just wrote it down. I'm going to talk about it with my coaches. Win. Why aren't we winning? Why aren't we winning?
What's important now?
What's and important so now? Like, it's yep, the listen. It's the pay attention. It's
and then
the
I would focus. Say, I would say the other thing I've been working with my girls is, are you being a great teammate? Are your actions, are you being a great team? So everything that we do, and I've been thinking about this and thinking about this, even these girls are 13, 14 years old, is when they come to practice, it's important. And what are you doing to be a great teammate? And if your actions aren't being a great teammate, then your actions are not acceptable on our team. And so I think that puts that accountability factor. Whoa.
Right.
I mean, it's,
you know what I mean, I've done? You know what I've done? And this is something I'm going to convey this year. Talk and touch. Because yep. That's how you build culture. Because what do I mean by talk and touch? I mean, talking is you're communicating what you're doing or how you can help your teammates. And the touching part is high fives, you know, all that kind of stuff, you know, that's how you communicate. I can show you YouTube videos of the teams that win give high fives. And a touch doesn't necessarily have to be a physical touch. It can be a point. It can be a yes. It can be like that kind of stuff.
It's a sense of value in valuing
yes.
each other. You know,
yes.
The touch means that you're having that interaction, and it doesn't yes. have to be physical.
It can be a nod. It can be a nod when you're running down the court. It doesn't have to.
It can be a verbal.
But right? high fives are good.
Thumbs up.
Teams that high five and give that.
Bump. I don't whatever.
Yeah. Last week we talked about like protocols. I'm just thinking about the touching part. Do you think at timeouts we gotta sanitize the timeouts?
I don't know. It's so hard to get kids to not do that, you know, because it's such a natural thing. It's like as a school teacher, when you're teaching first grade, your first graders.
But if you're all sanitized when you walk in, you should be good then.
That's right.
To practice at least for sure.
Correct.
Can you really get sick from a ball?
I don't know. That sounds like another podcast. Or
it does sound else. Like another podcast. I didn't mean to jump on last week's, but I was just thinking when we're talking about touching, touch and talk, I think that's an important thing. What else in values, Coach?
Well, I think the value comes in how you construct your practice. So the value of your players are going to value your practices and training based on they're going to know if you're prepared or not. Kids can pick up on that for sure. I've been a person of this is like, I'll start every practice the same. And I'm like, that's getting really mundane and boring. You know, you got to have variety. And so I think value comes by how you structure your practice. And then the value also comes in these kids are athletes. They want value. They're going to value something that's more competitive environment. And we always talk about that too, the last 3 years of everything that we do in practice needs to be competitive, right? So if you have, Mass Memorial is what you probably have the green and white team, right?
Right.
And if your green is your starters and your white is your non-starters and one player's joking around, he's a green shirt. Well, guess what? Green shirt, you're out, dude. You're going on the white team. I'm moving this kid over here. Like that's how you get value. Holy cow. Right. Coach is going to literally just switch the starting lineup in practice. That's right. How you add value. You are what you emphasize to. And that's something that coaches have been talking about for years. Every coach, good coaches are what you emphasize, right? So if you value practice and you emphasize and make it competitive, hopefully your players will also value it as well.
I love that. That's a great idea. Anything else with that, Coach?
No, I think it was a great podcast.
All right. Till next week. Bye.
Later. Sports Social Podcast Network.